This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Celeste Gracia. A new study finds that a state-funded teacher mentorship program is helping schools keep beginning teachers. Teachers are most likely to leave the profession in their first 5 years. Elizabeth Hodge is a professor at East Carolina University and the lead administrator for the new teacher support program statewide.
Our coaches are able to go into the schools, observe, and work with beginning teachers. And we're really looking at teacher growth, right? The teacher quality and being able to retain those teachers.
Research recently conducted at UNC Charlotte found that the program especially improved retention in schools with a high proportion of low-income students or high numbers of beginning teachers. It also helped schools retain Black teachers. Hodge says the program has shown to be beneficial over its 12-year history and has reached more than 1,200 new teachers this year. But it would need more state funding to cover all the program costs to remain sustainable.
This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Eric Hodge. New research is finding positive impacts from a state-funded program that coaches beginning teachers. Liz Schlemmer reports.
The new teacher support program started in 2012 and has grown over the years. Teaching coaches from 11 UNC system schools mentor beginning teachers in 66 school districts. A recent study of the program found that it helps retain new teachers, especially in high-need areas. Anne Cash is a professor at UNC Charlotte and the lead researcher on the study.
We've learned very recently that the new teacher support program has even stronger impacts on teacher retention for teachers who are Black and in particular types of schools.
She found the program especially helps stabilize teacher turnover in schools with high proportions of low-income students or high numbers of beginning teachers. Those schools are especially vulnerable to having teaching vacancies. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.